Corn Act modifying provisions applicable to individuals licensed by the Plumbing and Mechanical Systems Board providing for state inspections in certain plumbing and mechanical system installations and making panels applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on State Government.
House File 640 by Committee on Natural Resources, bill for an act relating to the powers and duties of the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardships by changing the name of the Weather Bureau, modifying reporting requirements regarding agricultural liming material, modifying provisions applicable to demonstration projects involving alternative fuels, transferring certain code sections, providing for the use of certain appropriated monies for surface water quality, and eliminating certain watershed demonstration pilot projects.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 641 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to alcoholic beverage control in matters under the purview of the Alcoholic Beverages Division of the Department of Commerce and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 462 by Committee on Human Resources, bill for an act relating to the release of certain confidential information by the Department of Human Services to the multidisciplinary teams and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 643 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to driver's licenses and non-operators identification cards marked to reflect deaf or hard of hearing status.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 644 by Committee on Human Resources, bill for an act relating to juvenile justice, including provisions relating to child foster care and parent visitation in child in need of assistance proceedings.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 645 by State, a bill for an act allowing the formation of certain for-profit corporations as benefit corporations authorized to do business in the state under certain conditions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Commerce.
House File 646 by State, a bill for an act relating to vision screenings, examination services, and supplies for children.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Education.
House File 647 by Committee on Agriculture, bill for an act providing for a beginning farmer tax credit program, providing for fees, including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 648 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to sports gambling and wagering by providing for fantasy sports contests and sports betting, providing for taxes and fees, making penalties applicable, and including implementation and effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment in First Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 649 by Committee on Agriculture, bill for an act relating to an offense involving trespass to agricultural production facilities and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 650 by Committee on Labor, a bill for an act relating to the liability of private employers, general contractors, and premises owners for negligently hiring employees, agents, or independent contractors convicted of a public offense.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 651 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to requirements for domestic surplus line insurers.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 652 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the administration of city and school elections.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I ask unanimous consent for the Public Safety Committee to meet upon adjournment for the assignment of bills.
Are there objections? Seeing no, none so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If there's no further business, move the House adjourn until Thursday, March 7th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there further business coming before the House? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Marshall, Representative Smith, for purpose to seek the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I seek the floor for a point of personal privilege.
You are in order. It is that time of day.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. On Thursday, February 28th, 2019, an article was published by Ryan J. Foley about the payout of $4.15 million in two sexual harassment claims made against the then director of the Iowa Housing Authority, or Iowa Finance Authority. There were several points in that article that I think are significant. One, the article called the amount unprecedented. Two, the article raised issue about the fact that this action took place 5 days before the general election of 2018. Three, the article said that the threat of lawsuit would call into question the longtime association between Director Jameson and the governor. Four, the approval came from the governor's office just 5 days before the general election. Five, Attorney General Tom Miller approved the settlements. Six, Paige Fiedler, the attorney representing one of the victims, received a payment of $785,569, while one of the other attorneys received considerably less. inappropriate behavior and question that given their friendship. 8. Ms. Fiedler said that she asked for the settlement and considered filing a lawsuit when she did because of concern that Fred Hubbell would win the governor's race and that he might not be as willing to settle the case. 9. Further, Ms. Fiedler had advised that she was intending on completing extensive discovery efforts into the matter should this go to court. And finally, number 10, the article written by Ryan J. Foley refers to this matter as a scandal. Now we know that the governor's office gave authority to settle these lawsuits on November 1st, just days before the election. The question is, why? Was it to stop a bad headline about the lawsuit just days before a close election? Or was it because the governor did not want to testify under oath during the discovery process about her friend David Jamieson? Did anyone in the governor's office make decisions related to this settlement based on politics or the upcoming election? How many Iowans will lose out on affordable housing options because of the 4.5 million settlement that was paid out in this housing out of the housing fund, $4.1 million. As millions of taxpayer dollars have been paid out due to sexual harassments and hostile work environments over these past several years, who should have to pay for these claims? Madam Speaker, $4.1 million is a lot of money. It is a lot of money that belongs to the taxpayers of Iowa, money that they have entrusted to the entire government of this state, not just to the executive branch, not just to the judicial branch, but to the legislative branch as well. We are a co-equal branch of government, and I think it is within our purview and within our duty to review these matters in detail.